The following content is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Out in the Garden. For the next half hour, enjoy articles to help you improve your green thumb. And now, here's NCRS volunteer Cindy Fowler.
This article by Debbie Carlson. Avoid five mistakes when purchasing garden supplies. It's easy to drop serious cash in a garden supply shop, falling in love with a gorgeous yucca plant, or picking up a bunch of bargain tools. But when that sun-loving yucca dies in your shady, wet soil backyard, or that plastic-handled spade breaks the first time you used it, you've wasted money and you're frustrated. To help you avoid financial heartbreak, garden experts shared common mistakes they see new gardeners make. 1. You've neglected the soil. Joe Reboyne, National Design and Training Specialist for Bellegarde, a landscape supply firm, said that when people dig up part of their yard, install a raised bed, or build a small vertical garden, good soil will mean the difference between plants that thrive and those that wither. Plants need a foot of soil to grow properly, he said. In some yards, much of the original topsoil is gone and needs to be replaced. In raised beds, Reboyne said, people don't put enough decent soil in. They put in, let's say, a bunch of scraps or gravel, or things in the bottom of the container, and it just does not give plants enough of a place to grow roots. Remedy this by buying topsoil or garden soil for yards and potting soil for raised beds and containers. 2. Choosing the wrong plants and cramming in too many. Tim Johnson, Senior Director of Horticulture at Chicago Botanic Garden, and Renee Young, Manager at Christy Weber Farm and Garden, see these mistakes a lot. Where a lot of people go wrong from the get-go is they do not know plants. You're in the garden center, and you see something in flower and beautiful, and it's like, oh, that would look great in this corner of my garden, Johnson said. But gardeners need to consider their spot's growing conditions. A plant that likes marshy conditions does not do well in dry soils. Just as a plant that wants afternoon sun might not tolerate shade. Think about your design goals, he said, and talk to the staff for advice on what plants will fulfill those dreams. If your heart is set on a flowering viburnum that can mature at 7 or 8 feet high, but you do not have the space, ask if there is a dwarf version that will look just as good. Young said she sees people stuffing too many plants into small spaces. People will want to put 3 tomatoes in a 12-inch pot. And really, 1 12-inch pot is barely big enough for 1 tomato plant, she said. A tomato plant without a roommate will likely produce more fruits than those in the overcrowded pot that will be fighting for nutrients and light, she said. 3. Buying cheap tools. Bargain tools don't last. That does not mean you have to buy the most expensive tools available, but you should invest in quality. Johnson said gardeners should pick up the tools and judge how they feel in their hands. Look for something comfortable and sturdy, he said, which may mean something different for each gardener. Good quality tools have warranties, Young said. She likes hand tools by Dutch company DeWitt, which have lifetime warranties. I try to encourage people to go with a tool that's going to last you a lifetime over something that's less expensive and may break after a couple of seasons, she said. Other brands she recommends are Corona, and for pruners, she said, they all use ones by Felco, whether at the store or on landscaping jobs. 4. You did not think about watering. Raised beds and vertical gardens, especially on rooftops, can dry out quickly. They may need daily watering, and even more when temps hit 90. Rebon and Young said you need to buy, at a minimum, a watering can and hose. Young said Bond Aeroflex makes attractive, expandable hoses that shrink for storage in small places. Raboin said another option is to install drip irrigation, either with kits, such as those by DIG, or by creating your own, by drilling holes in PVC pipes. Improper watering can stunt or kill plants. And 5, you're overdoing it on fertilizer or pesticides. If you are gardening to be more environmental, the last thing you want to do is waste money on expensive fertilizers. And many of these can make your plant dependent on the feedings. Synthetic can harm your plant quite a bit. If you over-fertilize, it will burn the roots of the plant, or the plant is so dependent on the synthetic fertilizer that the minute you stop using it, it begins to fail because it needs that constantly, Young said. She recommends organic fertilizers that feed the microbes and the soil, which will then, in turn, feed your plant. Johnson frowns on the year-long fertilizer programs that weed and feed lawns, such as powders or granular types in bags available at garden supply shops, noting many release unneeded chemicals. If you feel the need to treat existing insect or weed problems, he recommends using liquid sprays for spot treatments. In my mind, you should not be applying any sort of a pesticide, whether it's herbicide or insecticide, if you do not need to, he said. Now, from the National Gardening Association e-newsletter, Edible Landscaping, How to Control Annual Weeds by Charlie Ndozi. Now that vegetable garden is all planted, not only are your seeded squash, cucumbers, lettuce, beans, and carrots coming up, so are the weeds. There are perennial and annual weeds in most gardens. The perennial weeds, such as dandelions and quack grass, come up every spring, usually before you even get into your garden to plant. Annual weeds, such as lamb's quarters, purslane, galansoga, and red roof pigweed, amaranth, are more opportunistic. There are literally thousands of weed seeds in most garden soils. When you disturb the soil to plant, you are bringing weed seeds to the soil surface, where light and warmth allow them to germinate. Plus, you can be bringing weed seed into your garden from compost or manures. To control perennial weeds, you need to dig them out, root and all. I won't be tackling that issue here. Annual weeds can be easier to control if you stay on top of the situation. Here are my 10 steps for controlling annual weeds in your vegetable garden. When weeding, Try not to dig deeper than a few inches into the soil to avoid bringing weed seeds to the surface to germinate. 1. Do not till. While most gardens are already planted, this is a good reminder for next year's garden and for gardeners who use a rototiller to weed between rows. The more you till, the more weed seeds are brought to the soil surface to germinate. Consider moving to a low or no-till gardening system to keep the weed seeds buried. Also, avoid adding partially decomposed manures to your garden. Some, such as horse manure, can contain lots of weed seed. 2. Identify your weed. Know the weed you're dealing with before you start pulling or hoeing. Make sure it's a weed and not one of your vegetable seedlings. 3. Weed early. If you weed early in the season, you'll have fewer problems later in the growing season. Remove annual weeds before they reach 3 inches tall. Preferably on a sunny day, using a sharp-edged hoe, gently slice the weeds just below the soil surface to kill them. The sun will help kill the weeds so they don't resprout. Slicing the weeds less than 2 inches below the surface will avoid bringing more weed seeds to the surface. 4. Grow weed-smothering crops. Some vegetables compete better with weeds than others, and once established, will be able to smother annual weeds. Crops such as tomatoes, squash, melons, potatoes, cabbage, and beans grow quickly in warm soils and can outgrow the weeds. Plus, they are large enough to shade out weeds growing later in the season. Vegetables such as lettuce, carrots, onions, and radishes do not compete well with weeds, and your yields will be reduced if you do not weed well early and often. 5. Add organic mulches. Once you've weeded a few times and your plants have germinated and are growing vigorously, consider adding an organic mulch. Organic mulches such as straw, pine straw, bark mulch, grass clippings from untreated lawns, and chopped leaves will keep the soil cool, moist, and less weedy while adding organic matter to the soil as they break down. Avoid using hay because it has weed seeds in it. Add a 2 to 3 inch thick layer of mulch around established plants. Organic mulches are best used on cool season vegetables such as broccoli, lettuce, and peas. If you are going to use them on warm season vegetables such as tomatoes, melons, peppers, and beans, wait until the soil has warmed into the 60s before applying the mulch. 6. Add or inorganic mulch. Another way to mulch is to lay black, green, or red plastic mulch down on the beds before planting. These inorganic mulches warm the soil by 6 to 8 degrees, and by poking holes and planting right into the mulch, the roots can take advantage of the warm soil and the plants will grow faster. They also keep the weeds from germinating. It is best to run a soaker hose or drip irrigation line under the plastic mulch to keep the plants well watered. Most plastic mulches can be reused for 2 to 3 years if you're careful when pulling them up in fall. 7. Mulch pathways. There's no reason to be weeding pathways. Pathways between rows of crops can be mulched at planting with any material that will prevent weed growth. Cardboard, bark mulch, straw, even old rugs can be used to stop weed growth. Some of the heavier materials, such as cardboard and old rugs, will not break down quickly and may need to be removed come fall. 8. Do not let weeds go to seed. Weed plants can reproduce prolifically. For example, one plant of red root pigweed can produce more than 100,000 seeds in one season. If you get behind in your weeding, at least cut them down to prevent weed seeds from forming. 9. Grow cover crops. If you are battling lots of annual weeds in your garden, consider growing a cover crop to smother them and add organic matter to the soil. Buckwheat is a fast-growing cover crop that will smother weeds. Consider planting winter rye in the fall, then turning it under in spring. The residue has been known to reduce pigweed, purslane, and lamb's quarter seed germination rates by 75%. And finally, 10. Eat your weeds. Weeds aren't all bad. After all, the definition of a weed is a plant growing in the wrong place. Many weeds are edible and taste great. Harvest lamb's quarters, purslane, and pigweed when they are young and add them to salads. Mix chickweed in with basil and parsley to make a great pesto. And now from Dave's Garden e-newsletter. Use These Herbs to Keep Annoying Pests at Bay by Laura Foreman. Keep pests away by planting these herbs around your home and property. Spring may be the time for flowers and sunshine, but it's also the time for pests. Mosquitoes, fleas, flies, and other creeper crawlers appear on the scene and multiply like crazy. They seem to be everywhere. There are a few ways to keep these pesky bugs at bay without having to resort to harmful chemicals. By planting certain herbs around your deck and yard, you can help prevent the insects from invading. Much like you may have an aversion to certain foods, many insects have an aversion to certain plants. Often, these plants emit strong scents. Planting several of these together, you'll increase your chances of driving annoying insects like mosquitoes away. In addition to planting these herbs, crushing their fragrant flowers or leaves in your hands and rubbing them on your skin also helps. The scent should keep insects away from you as you enjoy your time outside, whether gardening or relaxing in the yard. Some plants will grow better in your yard than others, depending on their sun and moisture preferences and your area's hardiness zone. However, many of these plants will also grow well in pots. What to plant? Lavender is a beautiful shrub known for its fragrant purple spikes. It's also known to repel flies, mosquitoes, and other insects. Plant at least one lavender plant near each of your home's entryways and windows to keep the bugs out. Since the scent is pleasing to humans and it's nice to look at, you may not be able to stop at planting just one. Clip the flowers and place them in bunches around your home to repel the insects inside, too. Basil is not only delicious in many dishes, but it also helps repel mosquitoes and houseflies. Its strong scent is thought to be the cause of its repellent powers. Crush the leaves in your hands and rub them over your skin to give some level of mosquito protection when out in the garden. Plant near tomatoes and other crops to keep them pest-free. Mint not only repels mosquitoes, but thought to repel mice. If you include it in your garden, grow it in a pot. It's been known to spread and can easily take over your yard if you're not careful. It's a great companion plant and can keep harmful bugs from infesting your garden. Lemon balm has also been known to repel mosquitoes. Plant in pots near your doorways. You can crush a few leaves up and rub them on your skin before heading outside. Since it's part of the mint family, it's best to keep it in pots to prevent it from taking over the garden. Lemongrass oil is extremely effective against mosquitoes. The plant itself is a fragrant, ornamental annual grass growing well in sunny locations. Rosemary repels mosquitoes. It can be grown in ground or planted in large containers around the house, and it's easy to propagate from a cutting. Bay leaves help repel flies. Grow bay in the ground or in a pot on your deck. Pick a few leaves off if you need a little pest control inside. Pennyroyal makes an ideal ground cover, and it repels mosquitoes, ticks, flies, and gnats. Crush it up to release the scent that averts these pests. It can quickly become invasive, so consider growing it in a pot or installing a border around it to prevent it from spreading. Marigolds have long been used as a companion plant. Their scent tends to repel many insects, among them mosquitoes. Plant in window boxes or in pots near your door. Geraniums, particularly the lemon-scented ones, do a good job of keeping pests away. Plant in pots near your doors or windows to enjoy both their brilliant color and pest-averting characteristics. Other things to do. If mosquitoes are a big issue in your yard, eliminate standing water. Mosquitoes love moisture and breed wherever water collects. Additionally, try to keep the area outside the foundation of your home free of debris. Many insects and critters hide in the mulch and debris piled there. If you burn wood in the fireplace during winter, make sure your wood storage area is located away from the entrance to your home to prevent an infestation. I know that if odor were visible as color is, I'd see the summer garden in rainbow clouds. That was said by Robert Bridges. And now, Essential Edibles for Any Sized Garden by Laura Foreman. These tasty fruits and veggies work well in almost any garden. Fresh, flavor-rich food is all the rage these days, and you can't get any fresher than food grown right in your own garden. Growing your own food allows you to experience the wide range of flavors each season has to offer. It also makes it easier to sample different varieties of your favorite fruits and veggies. If you enjoy cooking, you're even more in luck. Honing your green plum in the garden allows you to use a variety of vegetables, edible flowers, and herbs to create healthy and delicious meals. You don't have to have acres of land to grow your favorite foods either. With good planning and a little TLC, you'll be able to grow your favorites anywhere, even if you're working with limited space. First things first, assess your space. Whether you're working with a large plot, a space in an allotment, or the corner of a balcony, you can grow a decent amount of produce with just a little bit of planning. Although you can grow more of your favorite veggies in a larger space, growing in succession in a smaller space can also help you get the most out of your growing season. If you live in an urban area and know that your garden will be confined to a balcony, you should look into buying a couple of raised beds. There are a variety of raised beds out there made from fabric and other recycled materials that foster air circulation around the roots of your plants and encourage healthier growth. These beds come in all sizes and can also be incorporated into larger gardens if need be. Create a plan. When planning your garden, first, think about the vegetables, herbs, and edible flowers you eat now that you'd love to grow in your garden. Then, consider other vegetables and herbs you think you would eat. Remember, no matter how tasty a vegetable might look in the seed catalog, you'll probably never eat a lot of it if you aren't already a fan. Decide if you want to grow from seed or purchase starts. It's a tough decision gardeners make each year. Though enticed by offerings in seed catalogs, we all know it may be easier to purchase established starts. Some plants, like lavender and tomatoes, are almost always easier to grow when purchased as starts. Of course, there are other plants, like radishes and beans, that are consistently easy to grow from seed. Whether you choose to grow from seed or purchase starts is up to you, your level of comfort in the garden, and the local climate. Essential edibles to add to the garden. Beans and peas are not only easy to grow, but their height also makes them great space savers in the garden. If you have enough room for it, train them to climb arches to add visual interest to your outdoor area. If you're short on space or plan to grow them in a pot or container, try trellising the plants to support them while they grow. The higher they're able to climb, the better the air circulation around them will be. And air circulation always encourages a large harvest. Salad greens grow quickly in the garden. In fact, so quickly you could probably harvest several successions during the growing season, as long as the weather doesn't get too warm. Since they're mostly cool season crops, salad greens tend to bolt when temperatures rise. Carrots are fun to grow, especially if you have young children. If you avoided growing in the past, why not start now? There are several varieties that'll grow even in the most compact soils. Radishes grow quickly and are often ready to harvest in less than a month. You'll likely get several successions in a season, so be sure to try out a few different varieties. Zucchini and squash are prolific plants and can easily take over a garden. If you plan on growing either of them, keep in mind you only need a plant or two to last through the season. Tomatoes and peppers are both iconic garden staples, but can be tough to grow in cooler climates. If you live in such a climate, grow in a greenhouse or sunroom. Onions and garlic are also easily grown in the garden. If you have space constraints, grow spring onions instead of full-sized ones. Don't worry, you still get a strong onion flavor in your dishes. Herbs are essential to any culinary dish. Try your hand at growing a variety of herbs, including parsley, cilantro, basil, and chives. Some herbs bolt when temperatures rise, so try your best to choose varieties that bolt at a slower rate. Edible flowers like nasturtiums and pansies not only add flavor to food, but attract beneficial insects to the garden. Growing flowers alongside vegetables is a good practice that helps keep harmful pests and diseases at bay. Plus, they add visual interest to the garden.
That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to Out in the Garden on the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Out in the Garden is available as a podcast by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.